Two new movies take on the subject of violence in the media. 15 Minutes stars Robert De Niro, whose leading role in Taxi Driver was criticized for excessive violence. And Series 7 stars Brooke Smith, who got her start playing the kidnap victim in another landmark of violence, Silence of the Lambs. Film critic Henry Sheehan has this review.
There is nothing you can say about Hollywood that is so bad that Hollywood won't gleefully say it about itself. 15 Minutes and Series 7 each takes on media violence, a vague subject that neither film does much to illuminate. Of course, if you're going to condemn violence, you have to show it, and that dilemma requires measured, thoughtful filmmaking. There's precious little of that in the buddy cop movie, 15 Minutes. Robert De Niro plays a New York City police detective who teams up with a fire department arson investigator played by Edward Burns. The two are on the trail of two Eastern European spree killers who are videotaping their own crimes because, as one of them says, he wants to make a great American movie. Some of the tape ends up in the hands of the host of a TV tabloid show played by Kelsey Grammer, who, of course, can't wait to air it. A large chunk of the movie is routine cop stuff. Here, De Niro and Burns, racing to the scene of a crime in progress, discuss who is going to run into the melee first.
I'll go inside, you cover the exit.
Of course.
Hey, I always wanted to be a cop, you know, when I was a kid. I dreamt about pulling out my gun, running up to the door, kicking it in, yelling, freezing the bad guy. What did you dream about?
Running up to a burning building, kicking down the door, rushing through the smoke, and saving a kid.
Well, then I guess we're doing it the right way, aren't we? We pulled up to a burning building. I gladly let you go first.
This recycled, hard-boiled crime material is really what the movie is all about. The criticism of exploitative media is slathered on top of it like cheap frosting. At that, it pussyfoots around. Melina Kanakaridis plays De Niro's girlfriend, a local TV reporter. And of course, we know local TV news never exploits crime footage. But the movie's cynicism runs much deeper than that. Among its many depictions of extreme violence is this pièce de résistance, a naked prostitute beaten and stabbed to death over several minutes. Typically, writer-director John Hertzfeld makes sure we see it all in considerable detail, both through the lens of his own camera and on the video viewfinder wielded by his character. Because the Eastern European criminal, like virtually all of Hollywood's Eastern Europeans these days, is such a slobbering thrill-seeker, he pushes his camera right into the middle of violent action. Hertzfeld can then distance himself from his own exploitative attitude towards violence. After all, it's not the director, but his character who wants those bloody close-ups. 15 Minutes is not only superficial, but sordid and hypocritical. Series 7, on the other hand, at least gives us the option of taking it lightly. The movie, which is entirely on videotape, purports to be the shows of the seventh and final series of a TV reality show called The Contenders. Each series begins with six participants who are armed with a gun and a video crew and told to finish each other off. The last one standing wins. The writer-director Daniel Minahan, a former tabloid TV producer, was actually shooting his movie when Survivor hit the airwaves. Comparisons between the two are inevitable and even appropriate. An excellent Brooke Smith stars as Dawn, the 8 months pregnant winner of the last few contests and now a national media hero. Smith is such a good actress that she teases out layers of Dawn's personality, but filmmaker Minahan appears principally concerned with turning out a black comedy. There's nothing wrong with that. Indeed, the funniest bits in the movie involves pushy parents and their overachieving daughter, who's part of the show. But Minahan's attitude towards the characters, which is already condescending, becomes contemptuous as well. Anything we find out about them tends to make them creepy, an ironic twist considering Minahan's own professional background. Most of Series 7's characters are murdered, some gruesomely, but the bloodshed tends to take place just off-screen. That discretion implies respect for death, if not for the characters. That's in contrast to 15 Minutes, which uses the degrading, painful murder of a woman as a source of titillation, then loudly condemns TV for exploiting such material. Wonder how that will affect the movie's eventual TV sale.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register.